Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah number Taf Mem Beis, mitzvah 442, as we do the seventh mitzvah out of 55 here in Parshas Re'eh, and we have the beginning of a set of three, well, actually a set of five, if you want to look at it in that way. It's all based on one pasuk. The pasuk tells us, again, still focused on Beis HaMikdash-related issues. We spoke about bringing karbanos in a timely fashion, bringing karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash, not being makriv them or ma'al of them outside the Beis HaMikdash. We spoke about redeeming pasul karbanos yesterday. So today, we get to the first mitzvah relating to an iser of eating something outside of Yerushalayim. Says the pasuk in pasuk Chavz, Perek Yud Beis, pasuk Yud Zayin. Lo sucha le'echol bisharecha. You cannot eat in your own gate. In your sharim, meaning outside of Yerushalayim, meiser dagan chavis yirosh chavis arecha v'choras bakar chavis onecha v'chana derecha shertidar v'nidvasecha srumas yodecha. Okay, six or seven mitzvahs all learned out from this pasuk. Every word is another mitzvah. So the first three have to do with meiser sheni. It says one is not allowed to eat in your gates. Maasar dagancha v'siroshcha v'yitzarecha. Three mitzvos. Today's mitzvah is the iser of eating meiser sheni of grain, meiser degancha. The next mitzvah, Be'ez Hashem, next week, visiroshcha, and that is wine products. That's meiser sheni. V'yitzarecha, and oil. So we'll get to that. But today's mitzvah is general points about the iser of eating outside of Yerushalayim, not to eat meiser sheni shel dagan chutz l'Yerushalayim. This is separate from the mitzvah that we know of separating meiser sheni. We didn't get there yet. That's a mitzvah taf ayin gimel. That's later on in the same parsha, mitzvah 473. That's the mitzvah meiser sheni, that every year of Shemitah, we have to take off certain maisros. In the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, we have to give maiser sheni. Maiser sheni is the one that we don't give to anybody except to ourselves. After we take off truma, and we take off maiser rishon and give it to the Levi, then we take off maiser sheni and bring that up to Yerushalayim and eat it, bikdusha uvetahara. So that's a separate mitzvah. The Rambam counts and the Chinuch counts. Mitzvah Tafa and Gimel. Lahotzi maiser sheni minatfua ba'arba shnei Shemitah. In 4 years. Right now, we are in year 5 of Shemitah. Right, so this would be a Meiser Sheni year. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Year 3 and 6, instead of Meiser Sheni, we give Meiser Ani. But this is a Meiser Sheni year. So after we give Meiser Rishon to the Leviim, we take off another Meiser Sheni, and we bring it up and eat it in Yerushalayim. So that's a separate mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is an Isser D'Oraisa, not to eat Meiser Sheni of grain outside of Yerushalayim. Is there a separate mitzvah to eat Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So there's the mitzvah we mentioned before, Tafai and Gimel, of separating Meiser Sheni. Is there a separate mitzvah? So the Rambam and the Chinuch do not count on. So we're not going to have a separate shiur on eating Meiser Sheni because that's not counted. But the Ramban does. This is the first. We know the Ramban, after the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, we know the Ramban knocked out many of the mitzvahs that the Rambam counted, so he has to add on his own, because everybody agrees that there are 613. So the first of the mitzvahs that the Ramban says that the Rambam forgot, Sheshachach Me'an Arav, says the Ramban, is mitzvah rishona, shenitztavinu le'echol meiser sheni u'bechoros b'Yerushalayim, lefnei hakel yitaleh. It's a mitzvah to eat meiser sheni and bechoros, a bechor, bechor be'ema in Yerushalayim. V'hu amro v'achat lefei Hashem alkecha, meiser degarcha v'siroshcha. So our pasuk, we know it's a los aseh. The Ramban counts it as an aseh. V'zu mitzvah min ha-mitzvahs, hi gedola ma'od, shenasan batam. And says the Ramban, this is a tremendous mitzvah, the mitzvah of eating meiser sheni in Yerushalayim. Because the Torah itself gives a reason why it's so important. L'man tilmad li'yiras Hashem alokecha. It brings to Yiras Shamayim. I go to the Yerushalayim, I see the Kohanim doing their work, and the Leviim, and I'm in such a holy environment, so that inspires me. So the Torah itself gives a reason. L'man tilmad li'yiras. Says the Ramban, of course you're going to count that as a separate mitzvah, say Daraisa, to eat the Meiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. The Amru, Magich, Meiser Sheni, maybe it's Adam Lidei Talmud Torah, Vitziva Ba'ova, Samachta, Tov, Isechava, Ani Tama Al Arambaza. I'm wondrous that the Rambam and the Chinuch only count the mitzvah of separating Meiser Sheni and the Isser of eating Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, but they don't eat this. V'im ulai hayadaito she'enon elo limnoa achilasan chutz l'Yerushalayim. And if you want to say, well, it's all about the Isser, and this is just a lav haba michlal asay, or an Isser, I disagree with that. I disagree. I think it is a positive mitzvah. Just like he says, he ends off, and this is a very telling line. Says the Ramban, again, the end of Mitzvah Aseh Aleph that he adds on, Ukemoshu Aseh Lekohanim, Bechatos Uba Ashamos, just like there's a Mitzvah Aseh, which they do count, which everybody counts, for the Kohanim to eat Karbanos Katshe Katshim, Kachu Lebailim Bechelek Aroi Lehem, so too, the Chelek, that's to the Bailim, which is Maiser Sheni and Katshe Kalim in Yerushalayim, Vahanir Sheinim Noshtaim. That is the Ramban. The Rambam does not count this. Right, so what's the machlokas? Why does the Ramban count it? The Ramban is a strong taina. It's very important to eat this in Yerushalayim. Why does today the Chinuch, the Rambam, only count the Isra of eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim? Why don't they count the mitzvah of eating in Yerushalayim? So the Achronim point out that the Ramban's lashon is very telling. Because what does the Ramban compare it to? In the same paragraph, the Ramban says, and of course there's a mitzvah to eat Maaser Sheni and Karbanos in Yerushalayim. Karbanos. What does Maaser Sheni have to do with Karbanos? And he says, just like the Kohanim eat their Chattas and their Asham, so too a Yisrael as eat Maaser Sheni, what does that have to do with me? Maaser Sheni is not a Karban, is it? So the Ramban seems to say it is. Maaser Sheni is not a Karban, but it has Kedusha, and the mitzvah of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is similar to the mitzvah of eating Karbanos in Yerushalayim. That's what you have to say for the Ramban. But the Rambam would say no. I'm going to say, no, this is not Achilas Kachim. This is eating Maaser Sheni. And even if, we know the Gemara tells us in a few places, there is a machlokas, whether Maaser Sheni is what's called Mamon Hedyot or Mamon Gavoha. The Rama Paskin is Mamon Gavoha. But even if it's Mamon Gavoha, still it's not Karbanos. Maaser Sheni will never be a Karban. That's why the Rambam doesn't count it. Eating Karbanos is a mitzvah say Daraisa separately. But Maaser Sheni, no. The point is not to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Not so much to eat it in Yerushalayim. And the mitzvah HaMelech here, again, a number of Achronim mentioned it, but he quotes Reb Chaim, quoted elsewhere. The Reb Chaim said that even, according to the Rambam, he brings a raya, that even if you hold Mamon Gavoahu for Maaser Sheni, still it is not called Kachim, and it's called your mamon, so to speak. Why? Vahadakari quotes a raya from, let me find it. Umochiach Reb Chaim, Mizeh, from the Gemara. Here it is, the Gemara in, where is it? I'm sorry. Right, the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus. Kitsha b'Maaser Sheni. Let's say somebody tries to get married with Maaser Sheni. I give my wife Maaser Sheni potato under the chuppah. Hariya mukudashas li b'tapuach adamah Maaser Sheni zeh. Because that's Moshe v'Yisrael. Does that work? Doesn't work. Bein b'shogeg b'beiz eina mukudashas. Why? What should the Rambam say? Because it's not yours. A chassid has to give the kallah something that's his. It's not, that's what he should say. He doesn't say that. Lefi she'en lo lasos bo shar chafatza v'ad she'yischalel. What does the Rambam say? Because she can't use it. What could she use this fruit for outside of Yerushalayim? She's going to have to redeem it and then use it. Ask Reb Chaim, why does the Rambam say clearly? Because it's not his. The Rambam paskins that Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoa. It comes from above. It comes from Hashem. The answer is, even if you hold Mamon Gavoa, it's still yours more than a karban is yours. That's Reb Chaim's proof. And therefore, that's why the Rambam does not count as separate Mitzvah Aseh of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. It's not like Karbanos, while the Ramban counts it because he compares it to Karbanos. Okay, now let's get into the language of the Chinuch. Says the Chinuch, Shelo lecho Maaser Sheni shel dagon chus li Yerushalayim. V'al zeh ne'emar lo sucha lecho b'sharecha ma'asar digancha. You cannot eat in your gates, in your house, Maaser, the Maaser of your Dagon of your grain, va'kasuv habach harav yoreh alav, sebe maaser sheni umadaber. And we know which maaser this is talking about, because the very next pasuk says, you have to eat in Yerushalayim. You don't have to eat maaser rishon in Yerushalayim. You don't have to eat maaser ani in Yerushalayim. So obviously, this pasuk that just says maaser is talking about maaser sheni. Then your Maaser Sheni Ma'u Kasati Lamala. I've already written what Maaser Sheni is. Remember the Chinuch, in his original Sefer, he's alluded to this a lot. He first had all the essays and then the Los essays. The way we, because like, he said, what I already wrote. What do you mean he already wrote? It's Mitzvah Tafai and Gimel. We didn't get there yet. The Chinuch had all the essays and then the Los essays. The way we have the Chinuch, which is more user-friendly for us, is by Parsha. You have all the essays and the Los essays together, and it goes in order of the Psukim. V'tamei yosonecha b'Yerushalayim, and also the reason for eating in Yerushalayim, I already wrote earlier in Parshas B'chukosai, where I spoke about the importance of having one place to give us inspiration. Okay, back there in B'chukosai. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's speak about some of the halachas of the mitzvah, and then the Minchas Chinuch here in this mitzvah has a number of important comments. Midini ha-mitzvah. First, very important halacha. Says the Chinuch, based on the Gemara in Malkus. Mashamar Zacharna Lavracha. She'ein chayav in Malkus al achilaso, ele imkein yochlu oso belipidyon, achar shera'a pnei abayis. If I, let's say I live in Beit Shemesh. So let's say I go into my backyard and I pick some grapes, I pick some olive off of my tree, and I designate it. This is Truma, this is my, I give that to the Kohen. And this is my Sarishan, I give that to the Levi. And then I'm my Sarsheni. And let's say I'm starving and I'm really hungry. I can't wait till I get to Yerushalayim. So I eat some of it right then. That's not the Isser D'Oraisa under discussion here. I'm going to get Makas Mardus, says the Rambam in that case. Rabbinic lashes. But I'm not violating this. Why? The Isser D'Oraisa of eating Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim is only if I brought it into Yerushalayim and then I took it out of Yerushalayim. Not bringing it in the first place, you don't get the Isser D'Oraisa yet. Tosfos in Maseches Makos says what? Oh, so you're allowed to eat it? You're allowed to eat it outside before you bring it in? So what do you have to do the whole pidyon for? Redeeming it onto money and the Kedusha? What do you do a pidyon for? So Tosfos says there, your testament base, no, devad, I lack a lot. There's no Isser. Today's mitzvah does not apply. Abel asei ika. But there is an Isser asei. Dechsiv, vitzarta akesef biyodecha. Abel below pidyelo. There's an Isser asei, but there's no los asei. I'm not going to get Malkus for eating it outside. Why is that? So that's what the Gemara says. There's no reason given in the Gemara. It's only once it goes into the walls of Yerushalayim that it's taken out. So one, I think it's say two different svaras. Why should it be that you have to bring it into Yerushalayim? So the simple pshat might be that it's not fully Maaser Sheni until it gets into Yerushalayim. Maaser Sheni is partially defined by Yerushalayim. So I was mafresh in my home, but until I get to Yerushalayim, it's not fully Maaser Sheni. So if I eat it before I get there, I'm not eating full, super duper, 100% Maaser Sheni. So that's why I'm not chayif. One way. The other understanding might be, no, it is full Maaser Sheni. But what's the point of this Aveira? The point of this Aveira is a botched heter achila. It's got to be mutter to eat, and then you mess it up. That's the Isser. Before it gets to Yerushalayim, it never had the chance to be mutter. It was never had a heter achila. The point of this Isser is, you have a heter achila, and then you blow it. And then you take it out, and then you ruin it. Is there an afkamina between these two? So there are fascinating cases there in Makkos on the Daf Yutesima, Beis, Chafam, and Aleph, where the Gemara talks about what happens if I have Maaser Sheni in a knapsack, and I go to the border of Yerushalayim, and I go into Yerushalayim, but my knapsack is still outside of Yerushalayim. Is that called Maaser Sheni in the walls? What if my knapsack is in, what if I'm pushing a wagon? The knapsack is in front of me, but I'm outside. So I didn't bring it in. It went in. What happens if I'm on top of the wall of Yerushalayim? Does that have Kedusha? Is that like I brought it in and then I bring it out and eat it? Do I get Malkus? These are all questions. So it could be that some of those cases, it might be called inside Yerushalayim, even though you wouldn't be able to eat it yet, right in that spot. It's good enough to be called inside, enough that if you take it out and you eat it, it's called Isser of eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Even though at that spot, you might not have been able to eat it yet to be considered in Yerushalayim. So that could be a nafkamina between our two approaches of what the svara is. Is the svara because it's not Maaser Sheni yet? If it's not Maaser Sheni yet, then it should be Pater in all those cases. I'm sorry. If it's not Maaser Sheni yet, you could be Chayav in all those cases. But if it's all about a botched heter achila until you have the ability to actually eat it, you wouldn't be able to violate. Okay, so that's a very important halacha. V'chein amru b'sof makas meimas l'chayav an alav b'shira p'nei abayis. Right, when it goes in, the Sefer HaChinuch says the Isser only applies after it went into Yerushalayim. Okay, a couple of other important points. We'll get, hopefully, to Pidyon soon. Let's go through a couple of the Minchas Chinuchs here. He talks about some of the basic laws. If you look at Os Gimel in the Minchas Chinuch, V'lav zeh kol zman shelo nifteh. This lav is as long as it wasn't redeemed. As we know, I have a lot of fruit. If I redeem it and I switch the Kedusha onto money, because I don't want to schlep the whole thing, I bring the money up, now this fruit is chulin, totally. Of course I'm allowed to eat it. Dim niftem mutul ochlo, fuka chulin l'chol davar. Umayser sheni kshubi Yerushalayim, eina yachol avtosa min haTorah. Another din d'araisa, based on the Gemara. Once I bring the fruit in, what if then I want to change it onto money? What if I don't have enough, I know it's going to spoil. I have so much food here. I shouldn't have brought it all. I want to change it back out to money so it doesn't spoil, and then I'll buy more next week. Can't do that. Once it goes into Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem it. You're only allowed to redeem it outside of Yerushalayim to help you make the trip. Once you get the fruit, goes into what's called Kaltuhu Mechitzos, the walls of Yerushalayim, have them inside. You're not allowed to redeem it. The Gzeres HaKasav, Berichuk Makom Ata Poder, Velo Bekir of Makom, that's based on Yerushalayim. Achim Nichlev Yerushalayim Yatsa, but if what happens, okay, I'm not allowed to redeem it in Yerushalayim. What if I brought it into Yerushalayim, and then I brought it out of Yerushalayim? I'm not allowed to eat it now, but am I allowed to redeem it now? It already once went in. So, Mavur Bashas, he says, the Mechitza Liklot Eina Ela Midra Banan, the Ein Lo Pidyon, Avo Minatora Yesh Lo Pidyon. Mida Oraisa, the Isser of Pidyon, is only once while you're in Yerushalayim. If you take it out, there's only an Isser Rabbanan now. Mida Oraisa, you can redeem it. So let's say, says the Menchas Chinuch, I redeem it after I took it out of Yerushalayim, and then I eat the fruit. So on a Daraisa level, the fruit are totally chulin. But on a Darabana level, maybe I wasn't supposed to do it. So he wonders, he says, probably not, but does this have ramifications in the Darabanan affecting Daraisa's topic that has come up many times? Right? Like we've said, the Darabana told me how to bench. So what if I use my own words to bench now? Am I Yotze or not? I'm not supposed to blow shofar on Shabbos. What happens if I blow shofar on Shabbos? Do I get a mitzvah Daraisa and an Avera Darabanan? Or did they wipe out the mitzvah totally? So he wonders a little bit relating to that issue. Now that the Rabbanan said that once it's in Yerushalayim, if you take it out, you shouldn't redeem it. So if I try to redeem it, do I say that the redeeming didn't work? And therefore, if I eat the fruit, I chayv an Issa Daraisa with Malchus, or not? So he wonders that. He said, probably not. Probably not. Good. Next, look in Oz Dalet in the Menchas Chinuch. V'afilu peros tevel, shenigmura malachton. What if I bring fruit growing, I didn't want to take off any Trumas and Maestros yet. I have them as tevel. I have them as untithed produce. I bring that into Yerushalayim. So it's tevel. It's not Truma yet. It's not Maestro yet. It's nothing yet. Says the Minchas Chinuch, based on the Gemara, the Yatsu ve'hifresh me'a ma'iser sheni va'achal chayav malchus. Once I brought it into Yerushalayim, the kaimalon matanas shalohormu k'mit shahormu, v'havi leha ma'iser nichnas la'ir. If I brought the tevel into Yerushalayim, and then I bring it out, and then I'm mafresh, it's considered as if ma'iser sheni was in Yerushalayim. Physically, this fruit was there. It wasn't called ma'iser sheni yet. It wasn't separated yet, but says the Minchas Chinuch, I think that's good enough based on the Gemara, because even though it wasn't separated yet, when it was physically in there, we could already label it as potential Meiser Sheni. Oh, Zion, says the Minchas Chinuch. You know, most of the time we don't get too many Minchas Chinuchs. Today we get to three or four of them, because he has some important Ha'aris. Vehine, says the Minchas Chinuch, and oh, Zion, halavazeh kechol ma'acholos asura shabatorah. This Isra of eating Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim is like any Avera. Any of there, what's the shear? The shear is kazayas. I'm not allowed to eat a kazayas of treif. I'm not allowed to eat kazayas of a sheretz. I can't eat a kazayas of Meiser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. V'chayav malchus al kazayas. V'chasi shear aser min haTorah. And half of the shear would be aser daraisa. Like we know we paskin. Like Rabbi Yochanan. Ulechol in yanim. But then he adds a line later, maybe not. Maybe this is more stringent. V'efsha dekan chasi shear chomer yoser. O shalo kaderech achila. Why? Because not only do you have a low sase here where you would say it's totally on a per se kezias, but maybe there's an iser ase here also. Make sure you redeem it. So if I don't redeem it, why should the iser of not redeeming it be totally on a kezias? That's not an iser achila. So it could be, the Menchas Chinuch again wonders, that it could be that this iser is less than a kezias. Good. Two more points. Number one, vehine, the end of that paragraph in Ozayin. Bechlal dagan heim chamishi minei dagan. Today's Isra applies to all five grains. We know all five grains. We usually say, oh, that's what you're chayav and challah, and that's what you can make matzah out of. So that's where it usually ends. But now we have a third one. Those are only those five grains do you violate the Isra of eating ma'aser sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and rye. Those are the five important grains in halacha. Umitzarfim zamzen. If I eat a little bit of this and a little bit of that, that also they can combine and be mitzaref for the iser. Os ches, final chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. V'noeg lavzeh b'chalisha Yisrael. Every Jew is mechuyev in this. What about non-Jews? Non-Jews. So you might say non-Jews, of course, what non-Jews and Meister Sheni? Of course, this is not one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. It's nowhere near the Sheva Mitzvahs. Says the Menchas Chinuch very creatively. He says, no, I think maybe a Goy is Chayiv in the isser of eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Why? Because really, this is, like the Ramban said before, this is connected to Kodshim. Imkein Gaya Ochlo Chayev Misa Mishim Gezel Du Mishav Mitzvahs. This is stealing. If you eat Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim, what's the difference if you steal it from a person or steal it from God? It's Gezel. And therefore, his suggestion is, he says, even though I didn't see anybody else talk about this, I think this is Gezel, and a non-Jew is not allowed to eat your Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. Amazing. Umali Gezel, had you Mali Gezel Gavoa? V'Yisrael Zochem Yerushalayim Yishulchan Gavoa. Avagah Yachol Lios Techai Mishim Gezel. It could be that a non-Jew would be chayiv in this iser. Even the, generally, these are some of the basics about the general eating Maaser Sheni outside of Yerushalayim. The next mitzvah, when we get to, we're going to have to talk about issues that come up. We'll expand a little bit, talking about wine in general, where wine comes up in halacha, where oil comes up in halacha, and other issues of Maaser Sheni. Okay, we'll stop here.